I have chosen to do my IOC on the very last poem in the collection called Ariel by Sylvia Plath. This collection is written in 1963, which is no more than a week before her suicide. Edge is a dark poem dealing with important topics, as the rest of the poems in Ariel do. As Edge is the very last poem in this collection, it is a more dramatic poem than the rest of the ones in the collection, therefore being a poem suitable as an ending. The poem seems to be about a woman who has or is about to commit suicide. However, this is a very difficult poem to read and understand, but Plath owns suicide only a week after writing this poem seems to prove and support this idea. When reading this poem, the reader quickly becomes aware of the main theme of the poem, which is death. This is very clear as already in the second line, death is being mentioned. Quoting, "The woman is perfected, her dead." However, the idea of suicide may not be quite as obvious for the reader. The poem has a sense of defeat and hopelessness, which leads in the way of thinking that the poem is not only dealing with death, but specifically with suicide. Quoting, "Her dead body wears the smile of accomplishment." The sense of accomplishment the woman's body is carrying makes it seem as if her death wasn't an accident or even a tragic happening, but a suicide. The sense of hopelessness when reading the poem comes from the many specific choices of words which Plath used when writing it. It can be quite difficult to point out exactly where and how the reader knows and are aware that the poem is dealing with suicide, yet as a reader you just seem to know. This idea of just knowing comes by the feeling of defeat the poem portrays by the use of certain words or phrases such as accomplishment and perfected. The title of the poem is also important when talking about suicide in the poem. An edge is an end, or in other words, the end of something that once was, a sharp contrast between two passing states, in this case, the edge of life. In line 7, the line below, a Greek necessity is mentioned, which is important when remembering that the Greeks did not believe that suicide was a bad happening, but in many cases seen as honorable or as a sign of bravery. In the very first line of the poem, her death is described as perfected, a word with a positive feel to it when used in this connection, as you normally wouldn't describe a death as perfected, but rather as tragic happening. The woman in the poem is also described as to wearing a smile of accomplishment. Quoting, "Her dead body wears the smile of accomplishment." The smile on the woman's face may come from the satisfaction of her death, showing that the poem is dealing with suicide, as the woman feels accomplished. In line 27 of the poem, almost at the very end of it, the poem mentions the moon. Quoting, "The moon has nothing to be sad about." This idea of the moon not being sad or not having anything to be sad about again relates back to the positive way the suicide is described, as the woman seemingly killed herself during the night, but that the moon, however, has nothing to be sad about as it isn't a tragic happening, but rather an accomplishment. The woman's body in the form of her feet are also mentioned in the poem. Her bare feet seem to be saying, "We have come so far, it is over." This voice of the feet doesn't seem particularly sad about having reached the end, but rather satisfied with this idea, as they have completed their duty throughout the woman's life and can finally find peace. Plath has often been seen to use metaphors in her poems, as she tends to use elements from nature. In this poem, she uses the moon, as she mentions, it does not have anything to be sad about. The moon is a dark symbol as it comes out at night, a dark and perhaps sad time for most people. Quoting, she is used to this sort of thing. The moon in this poem is thereby personified as it shows feelings that it isn't sad. This again relates back to the moon only showing at night, which, as mentioned earlier, is a dark time for most people. Therefore, them not showing their best sides at night, but the moon, however, being used to seeing such things as suicide. All in all, this poem dealing with death is most likely actually dealing with suicide. A lot of different points prove this, as the death is being described in a far more positive way, as if it was something the woman in the poem chose herself. There are also other important elements in the poem that shows this. For example, the moon, which shows its face at night, and watch this woman commit suicide. The woman's body in the poem is also described as having come so far and it being over. This again relating back to her suicide, as she in all senses feel ready to die.